In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How about those children of Israel? God has liberated them by mighty deeds from slavery to Pharaoh in Egypt, visited 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, even killing the firstborn of the Egyptians, before they finally turned the children of Israel loose. And then when the Egyptians thought better of it and tried to send their army after the people of Israel, God destroyed the army in the Red Sea. And what do the children of Israel complain about? The menu. They're being liberated from slavery. They're being brought out from Egypt and taken to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they expected it to be all sunshine and roses and puppy dogs and kittens. Instead, they had to wander in the desert. They are given the bread from angels, bread of angels, the manna from heaven, and they complain. Don't be too hard on the children of Israel. We too have been brought out of slavery. And yet what happens when things don't go our way in our own lives as we are being taken from slavery to the devil, to the promised land, which is heaven? What do? God, you're not doing it my way. I didn't win the lottery. God, I have to carry a cross. Even though your son carried one, I have to carry one too. That's not fair. Yeah, we do our fair share of complaining too. But what happened to the children of Israel? Seraph serpents, poisonous snakes, were sent among as consequences of their sin. And then the people realized, because of the consequences of their sin, that they had sinned and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away." And that is exactly what God did when they repented of their sins. They turned, God visited his people with healing. A bronze serpent was made, placed on a pole, and as many as looked on it with faith were saved and cured. So a great story. It tells us the importance of being grateful to God, the importance of not expecting everything to be easy as we wander in this wilderness of this world until we are taken up above. But even more importantly than any of that is that this is a figure and a prophecy of the crucifixion of our Lord. Because this, just as the serpent was lifted up in the desert to provide healing and salvation to those stung by the poison of sin, not of earthly serpents, but of the ancient serpent, which is the devil, so the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, was nailed to the cross and lifted up, and as many as look upon him will be saved. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. When we see Christ crucified, we realize that we are healed, and that we have the chance to be the adopted sons and daughters of God, and a chance to enter that promised land of heaven. So again, another reason why we have crucifixes in our church, so that we can see the Son of Man lifted up, because it is through his cross that we are saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.